Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So Mishnah Hey tells us, I'll call Sukkah V'Sukkah Omrim Lo. When they got to each hut, there was a person waiting there for the guy walking the Seir La'Azazel, and they would say to him, Harei Mazon, Harei Mayim, if you're hungry or thirsty, we have food for you, we have water for you. So if you feel very faint and you feel you need it, even though he's fasting, just knowing that he has the access and the ability to eat or drink if he needed to, would make the fast that much easier to take. If he wasn't able to finish the walk without eating or drinking, he would be allowed to eat or drink, because the Seir La'Azazel is more important than his personal fasting. But he would never need it, because just knowing that he had that option would comfort him enough. And they would accompany him from one hut to the next hut, except for the person in the last hut who didn't go with him all the way to the cliff where he would push off the Seir La'Azazel. That was further than he was allowed, than that last guy was allowed to go, because it would be beyond Tchum Shabbos. So the person who took the Seir La'Azazel was allowed to go outside the Tchum, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of bringing the Seir La'Azazel overrides the Yisr Tchumen, but that's not for anybody else. So the last guy would stand at some distance, where he's allowed to go up until, and then watch what he did from that distance. Mishnah Vav, Mehoy Osis. What did he do when he got to the cliff? Cholik Lashon Shel Zoharis. He took a red string and he split it into two. Chetzio kasher baselav, chetzio kasher bin shtei karnav. Meaning there was this red string that was already tied to the goat, because the Kohen Gadol had tied a red string to its horns when he originally identified it as the Seir La'Azazel. So this guy that was now by the tzuk would take that red string, would divide it into two, and half of it he tied onto the rock above the cliff, and half he tied between the horns of the Seir La'Azazel. Udchafo la'achorav, and he pushed it off the cliff backwards, v'miskalgal v'yored, and it tumbled down the cliff. V'loyim agil chatzi ahar atchanase evarim evarim. And even by the time it was halfway down the mountain, it was already so battered by the rocks that it was hitting that its limbs were falling into pieces. That the limbs were, it was broken up into multiple limbs. Bavi yashav lo tachasuka achronat shetachshach. And then the guy who chucked it off the cliff go back to sit in the shade of the last sukkah until it became dark and Yom Kippur was finally over. And when does the guy bring the Seir La'Azazel be metame his clothing? Meaning, when do his clothes become tame from doing the avodah? Because the Torah says that the guy who brings the Seir La'Azazel makes his clothing becomes tame. So when does that happen exactly? So when he goes outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, it's when the goat is pushed over the cliff that his begadim in fact become tameh. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hey we said that by each sukkah that he stopped by, there were 10 sukkahs, each sukkah that he stopped by they offered him water and food, and they would the guy that was stationed at that sukkah would walk him to the next sukkah, except for the guy stationed at the last sukkah couldn't walk him all the way to the cliff because it was beyond his Tchum Shabbos, so he would just stand at a distance and watch what he did. And Mishnah Vav we said, okay, now he got to the edge of the cliff. He would take the red string, break it into two pieces, put half of it on a rock on the top of the cliff, and the other half in between the horns of the animal, and he would throw it off the cliff backwards, and as it was halfway down the mountain, it was already broken up into its limbs, it was already dismembered, and then he went back to the last sukkah to hang out in the shade of the last sukkah until Yom Kippur was over. As far as when his begadim become tameh, which the Torah says that his begadim do become tameh, so that's two opinions. Tanakama holds as soon as he left the walls of Yerushalayim, his begadim became tameh, and Rabbi Shimon says when he pushed it off of the cliff is when his begadim in fact became tameh. Okay, but tomorrow we will pick up with the last two Mishnayos of Perek Vav, Mishnayos Zayin and Ches.